Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, on that note, our next guest is here. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You, I believe, are the only one from last year that we have coming back.
Wow. Well, we try to set ourselves apart.
You don't say.
Exactly.
With that
I would never have guessed, honestly.
Exactly. We may or may not have had people point out to our green jackets, right?
Yeah, for sure. So for those who didn't see you last year, go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Perfect. So I'm Brian Handrigan, co-founder and CEO of Advocado.
And I know we remember a little bit about your product. We were actually talking about it yesterday on the show, on the live show. You allow online marketing to sync up with TV marketing.
Exactly. So essentially, you know, if we're going to boil it down, what we do is transform a traditional television ad into a trigger for your search and digital campaigns. So the stats are crazy these days, right? 94% of us are watching TV with a connected device.
Yeah.
66% consult that if something on TV captures their interest. Mm-hmm. Except no one can actually make that connection.
Right.
So we do. And now, actually, since we've met, we launched out of beta in September.
Yay.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
Yes. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, last year we were an idea. Uh-huh. You know, with some early data. Now we're full-fledged. You know, we had a healthcare client generated 4 times the leads in the part of their market using us. So the data is undeniable. Not a shocker. We powered a Super Bowl ad. If I give you one guess as to the advertiser, could you guess?
Budweiser?
Avocados from Mexico.
I was going to say, I seem to remember there being an avocado commercial and almost certainly that being it.
That was it. Yeah, okay. It was crazy. 2,100% increase in web traffic during
That's
a two-minute
awesome.
Window.
Wow.
That is so cool.
That is a crazy increase.
It was nuts. And what was really cool is obviously as we've matured, we're not just tracking what happened. We could actually identify which specific keywords drove the most search traffic during those 2 minutes. So they can come back and understand what's happening. So it's been a blast.
Okay.
Last year we had, I think, technically 0 employees. Now we have 14.
Nice.
So we've been growing a lot. You know, we've been actually because of Collision last year, we started a relationship with the folks over at Comcast. And so we're working with multiple groups in there.
That's a good place.
It's not a bad place to get to know.
Yeah, definitely.
And then working with everybody from advertisers to agencies to actually station owners and now cable and satellite systems. So everybody wants a little Advocado.
Yeah.
I love that.
And it makes sense. You know, when we talked last year, the thing that Nakia and I were surprised by when you said was that your system actually watches TV.
Yeah, exactly.
So that it's not like our ad's supposed to be on at 8:43, but it actually runs at 8:42:30.
Yep.
Well, that screws up the whole thing. Your system actually watches TV to know when to start.
Exactly. So what's really crazy is we've got this patented watermark that goes inside of the TV ad. And as you were saying, we have computers in 210 local markets throughout the U.S. And actually, we cover Canada. So all of North America, we're watching all the broadcast stations, about something over 2,000 channels one given time.
That's an increase since last year.
That is. We've also added even more, which is crazy. So with all that, we still lacked, say, the ability to power things on cable systems. So one of the things we learned was folks like, whether it's Comcast Cable or Dish, they can actually go below a TV market. So they actually go into a neighborhood.
Yes.
So it's almost theoretically impossible for us to have computers watching in each of those. So what we did was actually created an interface with the cable systems themselves. So we can now actually get data from them when they're inserting an ad because they're able to take 2 minutes of commercial time every hour from the major networks.
Right.
So we actually know when that's happening now. So
okay.
We've added almost an infinite number of combinations.
Okay. So all those hyper-local
yes.
ads that we see
yep.
in your local market on cable, you're still able to deal with that without
exactly.
having to put a watch in everyone's home in America.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, because it's important that we be privacy, you know, especially with all the big push on that.
Yeah.
The last thing we want to do is actually pull data from your TV like Vizio does. So one of the things we've learned, we didn't know last year, was, you know, Vizio TV got in big trouble.
Yeah, they did.
Because they didn't actually disclose to people buying their TVs that they were literally selling what you were watching to people in your home. And so we don't operate like that. It's a really big part of our whole belief, right, is that privacy matters.
Mm-hmm.
And we set up these infrastructures so that we can do it.
Yeah, that was it wasn't really a shocker. Background on Vizio, it wasn't a shocker specifically, but it was like an eye opener to the market and to the manufacturers of people really are paying attention to the things that are happening
exactly
with their information,
and they're upset. Shocker.
Yeah. Maybe not enough to do anything about it, which seems to be, but they make a noise about it. And that's not good for anybody.
No,
that might be doing something similar.
Exactly, and it's important that we don't follow those models, right?
Yeah.
That we're protective. And then one other fun thing that's developed, right, since last year, was our core product was for promoting your ads. What's really crazy, on July 1, actually, we're going to be releasing the ability to activate your search campaigns on your competitors' ads.
Whoa.
That's so that doesn't use the watermark,
right?
But we have the same computer system, you know, the same computer network using content recognition. So it's still watching television, but now it's watching, let's think about the political implications. So we're pretty bullish on revenue growth during the next 18 months.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Yeah, I would imagine so. Okay, we'll use two of the partners here.
Yep.
Because they're big competitors, AWS and Azure.
Mm-hmm.
They've both got stands here. So Microsoft could say, when Amazon runs an AWS ad on TV, increase our buy on certain keywords.
On AWS or cloud computing or whatever. So one of the interesting things is we found that both branded and non-branded keywords had high levels of success in driving increased behavior.
Okay. So both AWS and cloud computing could have a similar search percentage based on Amazon running an AWS ad.
Exactly.
Okay. Got it. So Microsoft goes and buys on both of those things.
Yeah.
For the 2 or 3 minutes during and following the ad.
Exactly. And it's that precision that's really been important.
Yeah.
Is, you know, there have been tools, and there are some free tools, right? If you have your TV schedule and you think you know when your ad is running, which normally is in a 15-minute block, mm-hmm. you can try to, and of course, not shockingly, Google gives those free tools away because now you're juicing your bids for 15 minutes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What we do is do it for a 2, and we're actually going to be, we're testing expanding out to 3-minute window, but that's it, literally a 2 to 3 minute micro moment. And one of the things that I don't think we knew last year when we were here that we've learned since is there are two main impacts that we've had on the campaigns. One, being first doesn't hurt, right? So during that moment, but what was really crazy is Google's gotten really smart about trying to target the right audience. So for example, when not everybody who does a search for the same term is considered the same searcher by Google.
Right.
Right? They're trying to identify, you know, if you're searching for maple leaves, right, you might be looking for crafts. I might be looking for, you know, maple syrup.
Yeah.
Right? And so Google tries to guess at that.
And if you're here, you might be looking for a team.
Exactly. Yeah.
True.
You're absolutely right. And so Google uses that information. What was really crazy was, so they're taking all kinds of data. So they do things like conversion uploads. So if something results in a sale, whatever characteristics about those searchers mean they're good.
Okay.
Well, what they did with us, and we weren't planning on this, was think about this. We were making bid adjustments. So we adjust each keyword individually. So let's say an advertiser has 500 keywords. We observe that the ad is on in Toronto. We go in and we right price each bid specifically at the keyword level. Well, that's before anyone started searching, because they're probably going to start searching about 30 seconds from the start of the ad. So we've made all these changes. There's a big boost in search activity. Then we roll the prices back. Google started recognizing us, we believe, as a predictive indicator of intent. So the entire account got smarter. It was something we completely did not expect.
Wow.
And so we end up with a progressive improvement on a campaign.
Wow.
That's exciting.
All right.
Yeah.
So effective enough that Google recognized you as a...
Well, their machine learning did, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, their machine learning were like, this is really good stuff.
As a trend predictor.
Yes.
That's impressive. That, I mean, if anything is an indicator of success, it's the fact that you adjusted their AI.
So knock on wood, right? We're going to be out. So we're in a startup kind of corp dev accelerator called Sprocket through the National Association of Broadcasters.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully we'll get some FaceTime. We're going to be out at the Google campus in July.
Very
so
cool.
They're hosting the July event. So hopefully we're trying to start some really meaningful conversations with them.
Very cool.
Because yeah, we do help search campaigns.
Right. I love hearing progression stories.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
It's a lot further along than last year.
I mean, you're one of our first ones at Collision, like a progression story.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
We had one from 17 to 18, and now one from 18 to 19. And it's so cool to hear that progression. I'm so glad that you emailed me to let me know that you were going to be here.
Well, it was fun. I mean, we've had such good luck with the whole, right, the whole Web Summit family.
Mm-hmm.
We were actually over at Web Summit,
nice.
And we were beta there over in Lisbon. And we did have the Blazers there.
I love them.
I love them.
Yeah.
They're so great.
No, so we were at the NAB, which is 100,000 people person conference. And we launched officially at Demex over in Cologne, Germany, the big ad tech conference.
Yep.
And so we literally had people come up to us. I think we had a handful of folks at the NAB. So two conferences, about 100,000 people each, came up and said, we saw you at Demexco. And remember
nice.
The jacket. So it's definitely helped out a lot.
There's no forgetting them. That's
subtle.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. That's not the word I would use. but yeah, a lot of our, not this team, but our network team is at NAB. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that was a blast. We were in the Sprocket Innovation Hub.
Okay.
You couldn't have picked a better place. And from there,
I saw pictures from there this year. I'm going to have to go back and relook and look for the jackets.
Yeah, you'll see them. You can't miss them.
Yeah.
That's so funny. So obviously people are going to be excited about this as much as we are. How can they get more information?
Sure. So we actually made it a lot easier. So to get a hold of us, you simply go to www.myadvocado.com. So it's like an avocado with a D. Or you can follow us on all the social channels. Our handle is @myadvocado on all the major social.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Well, I definitely appreciate you coming back and giving us an update because it's really cool technology. She's very excited.
Those are a big win.
Yeah, they really are. I love them. I imagine that you didn't have the avocado custom made, but I like that it works out with your...
It works out
with your logo.
Yeah, there's a lot of avocados. We got the big float, you know, pool floaty in the office. Everyone,
I bet.
You know, has a competition for the most creative avocado socks.
Avocado socks?
I'm wearing avocados doing yoga now.
I've never heard anything better in my life.
Well, super. I'm sure you got a lot of other folks to talk to. Yes. So glad to come back and catch up with you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much
and
for taking the time.
Yeah. Have a great rest of the Collision.
Oh, we will. Actually, if you're here, we are in Beta 160.
Cool.
So you can come talk to us live.
Awesome.
All right. Cheers.
Have a good rest
Thank
of the show.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you too. Bye.
Good to see you again.
Nice to see you, man.